This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Attorney John Elmore joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
On Friday,
happy Mother's Day to the mothers that are out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. On Friday, you announced a lawsuit and naming a few entities in the lawsuit. Let's start with social media platforms. What is the lawsuit, and where does the blame lie on social media platforms?
Certainly. Social media, there's something that's called freedom of speech, okay? Everybody has freedom of speech. Social media platforms have freedom of speech. And so we're not suing the social media platforms based upon the content. What we're doing is we're filing a lawsuit based on products liability. Social media platforms sell the user's data. Social media platforms make money from their advertisers based upon maximizing user engagement. And they do that by the algorithms, by making people's choices and suggestions of stuff that may be offensive, that may be shocking, that may be racially offensive. And in this particular case, Gendron, even in his own writings and in his plea of guilty, said that he and admitted that he was radicalized by social media, that he became a racist by social media. So all of these things that were streamed to him, they introduced him to something that's called the acceleration theory and the white replacement theory, and pretty much radicalized him, and then taught him how to select a weapon, how to select body armor, and pretty much radicalized him and convinced him that what he did in TOPS was something that was necessary to save the white race. And what we're seeing is that a lot of the mass shooters that are homegrown have been radicalized by mass shooting. The shooter that attacked the Pittsburgh synagogue, the same thing happened to him. When Gendron pled guilty and was sentenced to life without parole, the top shooting of people getting their brains blown out was shared over 3,000 times on one of these internet platforms. The internet platforms make money from their advertisings by doing this. And so we feel that there's some responsibility that they bear, And your question was directed specifically to the social media platforms, and there are other parties that we've commenced litigation against as well.
And I want to go to those other parties, but I want one more question on social media. Twitch was was what he streamed live on, and where a lot of those just sickening pictures and videos came from. To your knowledge, has there been since then any kind of limitations put on what Twitch allows after they allowed that video to go live a year ago today?
I can't answer that question. Our investigation is based upon what Twitch did that day and what their policies were, in this case and in other cases, I'm not sure exactly what they've done since then. But they are a defendant in this lawsuit, and we believe that the proof will say that we have a legitimate case. And I mean, it was live streamed on Twitch. The shooting only lasted 14 minutes or 2 minutes, but I think the whole of him driving and approaching on a live stream for about 14 minutes, several of those minutes before he arrived at the top shooting where users were watching. I mean, this whole thing possibly could have been prevented. We believe that Twitch should have had enough time and to turn it off, to shut it off, so that what happened wasn't live streamed.
Now, in this lawsuit, you also named the Iowa-based manufacturer of body armor that was used that day. What are you saying when it comes to the body armor that the shooter was wearing?
Well, what is body armor for? Body armor is for people for police officers to wear, for security guards to wear, for people in the military to wear. This body armor that he wore was a stronger body armor that the police officers wear, and he was in direct communication with a person from the body armor company, who goes by online name of Shorta, and most of the legitimate ones will sell to again military and not individuals. And the way that they advertised it, we believe, encouraged him and gave him the safety and confidence to carry out the shooting. If he didn't have the body armor, he wouldn't have walked into Tops, because he scouted the place out and he knew that there were armed guards there. And so that gave him the confidence to go in there and kill 10 people and wound others.
Another named in this, something that I only learned on Friday, was the manufacturer of the gun accessory and what that accessory did and allowed the shooter to do.
Yeah, well, you know, we were right on point with this thing, because we were looking at means arms for a long time. In New York State, you cannot sell an AR-15. That has a detachable gun magazine. This company, we believe, and in the Attorney General's office, believes they unlawfully advertised by putting this screw device or this locking device. It would make an illegal AR-15 legal to be sold in the state of New York. And because New York, again, it says the gun magazine cannot be detachable, but in their advertising, the company said that it'll take less than a couple of minutes to unscrew it and then put a detachable magazine on there. And so when Gendron, he went into Tops with three 30 capacity capacity things that he could just interchange, and that's how he was able to load and reload, because these magazines were interchangeable, and kill as many people and walk into there with confidence that he did. I mean, just think about it. In New York State, you only can have 10 rounds of ammunition in a magazine. So if he went in there with 10 rounds, some people could get away. He wouldn't have been able to reload. Maybe the security guard would have been successful in deterring all these people from being killed. There's no reason for a civilian to have an AR-15 with multiple detachable gun magazines, 30 rounds of ammunition. That's not for hunting. That's not for to protect your house. That's for committing mass shootings. And we have to be sensible about the Second Amendment and in this country. We have a Second Amendment. People have the right to bear arms. People have the right to protect themselves. People have the right to protect their homes, to protect their businesses. But this weapon with the 30 rounds of detachable magazines, those are weapons of mass destruction, weapons for war. And we need to make this country safe. We need to have our children safe in schools. We need to be free to walk into a mall and not worry about some crazy going into a mall trying to wipe everybody out because he's been indoctrinated by a bunch of crap on the internet. We need to be sensible about that. And we're hoping, and the families that I represent and the lawyers that we represent, by filing this lawsuit, that we're going to make corporations responsible, and you know that have put our safety, our way of living in this country, in jeopardy. And it seems like there's a mass shooting every week or every other week, all over the country. It wasn't more than a week after this happened in Buffalo that all these innocent children were killed in Uvalde, Texas. I mean, think about the mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas. I think over like 90 people were killed from that one shooter that had all these high-capacity weapons. It wasn't like that. I mean, in 1994, there was an ban on assault weapons. Once that ban lapsed, the mass shootings are just becoming a commonplace. And we're not safe anymore. People aren't going to malls anymore. They're not going to public places anymore because of the fear of what happens. And, you know, so, I mean, Gendron was a white supremacist that was radicalized by the internet. People understand when there's been homegrown Islamic terrorists that have done very, very terrible things because they were radicalized by social media. And so if we want to make this country safe from terrorism, whether it's, you know, from Islamic terrorists, from white supremacist terrorists or whatever, you know, we're hoping that this lawsuit will send a message to corporations that they need to be responsible, not put people's safety over profits. And we're committed to do this. It's a big challenge. I'm very fortunate that I have some fantastic partners that have decided to come to Buffalo, that they responded to my plea for help. The Giffords Foundation, Gabby Giffords, was a congresswoman who was shot and injured and crippled because of a mass shooting. And she started a foundation that's providing lawyers that are going to help us. And Matthew Bergman, who is the founder of the social media Victims Law Center. I mean, he's in Seattle, Washington, and they've pledged, you know, millions of dollars and lawyers and resources to help us make this country and this community safe and prevent mass shootings from happening again.
You also named the parents of the shooters in the lawsuit. Now, John, I don't know much about law, so if this is a ridiculous question, I apologize. But do you think there should have been or could be potential criminal charges against the parents?
I don't see any criminal liability because the FBI has investigated the case. The New York State Police and the New York State Attorney General's office have investigated the case. But the reason that we're suing the parents, it's very simple. I mean, Gendron drove to Buffalo, and when he got around some small town here, he got a ticket. And even in his writings, you know, because we have some of the stuff that he published on the internet, he was aware that his parents became aware that he had this ticket driving up here. Why is he driving up here in their car? Before this happened, the parents found a lining for the body armor helmet in the washing machine. His mother found it. Not long before the shooting, his parents were aware that he cut the head off a cat and buried the cat in a shoebox. They were aware that he wasn't right. They were aware that he had weapons. He was a young kid that had a part-time job. Where did he get the money from to purchase these weapons, the body armor? How did he use their car and disappear for, you know, over 6 hours to make several trips to Buffalo and scout Rochester out, and them not be aware of it? And, you know, and the body armor and the weapons, they were stored in his house. And so they bear some responsibility as well, as all parents do. And so by commencing this litigation, it's the right thing to do, because when people do wrong, the wrongdoer should be held responsible.
John, you know, you've been working closely with families of victims. I asked this question to Senator Sean Ryan. I'm going to ask the same question to Tim Kennedy. I'd like to know what you think and what maybe some of the families have expressed over the last year. What has been done and what still needs to be done at a state level when not only addressing East Buffalo, but also addressing the things that we're talking about, you know, being able to have red flags on, you know, a monster like this and be able to stop it before terrors inflicted on a community like we saw a year ago.
Well, I mean, there needs to be legislation at the state level as well as the federal level. I will give the governor a lot of credit for some of the gun laws and gun legislation that she's passed. New York State does have one of the tougher gun laws and gun legislation in the country, and she's making them tougher, and I'll give her credit for that. One of the things that I'm critical of, though, is that she has not signed the Grieving Families Act. And the Grieving Families Act, when you think about it, today's Mother's Day, okay, so there are people that lost their mothers, or they lost their fathers, or their grandparents, or whatever. And this memorial today, I mean, most of the families aren't going to be participating in that. They're going to be home grieving. They're reliving this thing. And so all of the grief and suffering that they've had by missing birthdays and graduations and weddings and new births in their families that their loved ones have not been able to participate in, none of that would be admissible for a jury to consider in awarding damages. And New York State and Alabama are the only two states in the country that would not allow the family's grief or testimony about the grief to be considered by a jury. And she had an opportunity to pass that bill, which was approved by the Republican and the Democrat, both houses, overwhelmingly, and she wouldn't sign it. I know Senator Holloman, one of the senators from New York City, has resubmitted it, and I would urge all of our listeners to urge the governor to sign that. Certainly, my hat's off to her for the great things that she's done. She's from Western New York. I've known her, and I like her as a person. But it's hard for me to understand after what happened on May 14th that she still hasn't signed the Grieving Families Act.
John, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for the call and the opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.